Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
Welcome back in. ESPN 960. Bryce Larson sitting in for Ben Criddle. And this is a Band of the Day segment, and it's going to be brought to you by Big O Tires in American Fork. Head on over to Big O Tires in American Fork if you need new tires or rims. They are at 748 East State Road, right here in American Fork, Utah. We are going to get into our next interview of the day. And that's going to be with Trevin Dorius, one of the latest commits to the Utah Valley University basketball team. But before we do, I want to remind you that we're going to have Valley Sports Talk with myself, Bryce Larson, firing up next Wednesday is the first day of the show from 2 to 3 p.m. every single weekday right here on ESPN 960. It's going to be a show about Utah Valley University athletics as well as BYU. There's going to be some college football at the national level in there, NFL, NBA, MLB, essentially anything that is going on. And if it's going on here locally, Utah County, or in the state of Utah, it will be covered on Valley Sports Talk. So make sure you tune in 2 to 3 leading up to Cougar Sports with Ben Criddle. Of course, I'm filling in today for Ben Criddle. But without further ado, let's get out to the Underdog Fantasy Hotline and welcome in our next guest. He is one of the latest commits to the Utah Valley basketball team, and that is Trevin Dorius. He is on the line. Trevin, appreciate you hopping on, man.
Hey, for sure. Happy to do it.
Absolutely. All right, let's get right into it here. You started all 35 games for Utah State last season. And my co-host, who was with me earlier, he had to take off. He had some prior commitments that he has to get to. It was Jay Drew of the Deseret News. He said he spoke to you in Sacramento after you guys played Missouri in the NCAA tournament. And you had mentioned, you know, one of the things that you wanted to go do is kind of go after medical school, and that you might have hung it up after that last season. What changed your mind, and how did you end up with Todd Phillips at Utah Valley?
Yeah, so, I mean, the last month or so have been, I mean, just a lot of decisions to be made. You get to the end of a basketball season where we make the run that we did, and you're just tired, right? But, you know, after being done for just a couple of weeks, I was just like, you know what, I'm not ready to be done with this. You know, it's got a special place in my heart. It's something that I want to keep doing. It's something that I know that I can keep making an impact at. And so then through my name in the portal, luckily enough, Todd Phillips, he was one of the first guys to reach out to me. And going back to UVU, it's kind of a pretty close to home. And then my sister, she's playing there. It's her final year playing on the volleyball team. So I thought, let's just finish up our college careers together.
Yeah, that's really awesome. You mentioned close to home. You're from Heber City, attended Wasatch High School, and you're a graduate student. So kind of tell us about your path from Wasatch High School, your time in high school, how you enjoyed it, and then ending up at Utah State as well.
Yeah, so, you know, I love high school. I love high school basketball. I was coached by Jason Long for pretty much all the years that mattered. And after high school, I had a few offers to go walk on at different schools or get a scholarship at some even smaller schools. But I decided to take a walk on up at Utah State. And at that point, it was under Tim Duryea and his coaching staff, and spent a year there. That was my redshirt year. And then went on a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Scottsdale, Arizona. And then got back and had a coaching turnover while I was gone, and was just kind of gifted to Craig Smith and his staff for 2 years. And, you know, we saw a lot of success. And then after him, we had another coaching turnover, and had Ryan Odom and his staff. And, you know, it's interesting. I don't know how many guys get to go through three different coaching staffs in 4 years, but I'm grateful for each of them, and I'm even excited now to do it again at UVU.
Yeah, that's quite the experience that you've had there at Utah State with all the different coaching changes. And one thing that Utah Valley's going through right now is a coaching change of their own after Mark Mattson decided to head for Cal and coach the Golden Bears. The associate head coach, Todd Phillips, steps in and takes over the program. What was Todd Phillips' pitch kind of to you to come to Utah Valley?
Yeah, well, Todd, he brought me into his office, and he showed me a few of the guys that they've been working with over the last few years. And he's like, you know, you played 10 to 15 minutes a game. He's like, and you had a great impact at Utah State, but we know that you can do better. We know that you can have an even bigger impact on our team here. We know that you can be one of the best big men in the WAC. He's like, this is going to be a program and a conference that if you put in the time and effort and the love of the game, you're going to make a great player out of yourself. And, you know, I've known Todd. I played for him for 1 or 2 years in AAU in high school. And then one of the assistants, Lou Wilson, he was one of my assistant coaches at Utah State. So, you know, that transition, it feels like it's going to be pretty seamless. I'm excited to get to know more of the coaching staff. But, you know, they just brought me in open arms and, like, told me, like, this is a program that wins. We're a program that has been a contender for the conference championship. And I know that that's a program that not only suits what I'm looking for, but something that I can definitely help and help further that legacy of winning.
We're talking with Trevin Dorius here on ESPN 960, a 7'1" center out of Heber City, Utah, and one of the recent additions to the Utah Valley men's basketball team. And Trevin, want to ask you, so you mentioned that Coach Phillips showed you some of the guys that he's worked with over the past couple of years. Some of those guys include Fardaz Amak and Aziz Bandego as well. What did he, you know, those are some big shoes to fill as the next 7-footer that steps in to Utah Valley. Kind of explain what, you kind of explained what his vision was for you, but explain what you bring to this team and your style of play.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Those are two big acts to follow for sure. But I'm not afraid of a little, competition, I guess. I think some of the things I do really well is the high-low pick and roll game. It makes the defense really shrink in, be worried about me, and it opens up the floor to all the great shooters that Coach Phillips is bringing in this year. I think that above all, I'm just a physical big body that has to be thought about and has to be planned around. And ideally, the more attention that I take from the opposing team, frees up everyone else on the floor, and then as soon as they adjust to that and start realizing that our team can shoot, it's going to open me up again. I think we're always going to be keeping another team on their toes, keep them guessing, and I don't think that there's going to be any team in our conference that can guard what we've got.
Trevin, there's been a lot of turnover on this roster at Utah Valley as well, and a lot of guys that are coming in. How many of these dudes that have already committed and signed to Utah Valley have you been able to chat with and kind of start working with? Who have you met and started kind of making relationships with so far?
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as in person, I haven't met any of them yet. I'm looking to get down to Provo in the next week or so, and hopefully we change that pretty quick. I've talked to a few of them on the phone, but, you know, I don't think it's going to be any concern. I've been watching clips and watching highlights of all these guys, and I'm not concerned in the slightest about the different guys or the caliber of guys that are being brought in. I know they can all play, and although I haven't gotten to meet them yet, I'm excited for it, and I know that they're all great players.
You mentioned your solid run with Utah State. You guys made it into the NCAA tournament. Kind of tell us what that run was like, and what was the experience like being able to go out to Sacramento and play a P6 team in Missouri, and what was that experience like as a team?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that to talk about the whole experience, you kind of got to start halfway through the season. In January, we played Boise State, and they're one of the better teams in our conference for sure. And we went out there, and we got rocked. It wasn't even a game. One of our best guards got hurt. We lost by 20, went out to Nevada, lost by 20. And we're just like, if we keep on down this road, we're going to get to the end of the season with so much regret. And it really took everyone. And we decided then that, like, if we're a championship caliber team, we're going to make a run in March Madness. And I don't know exactly if there was one thing that attributed to it, but I feel like we all just kind of dug our heels in and started winning. And we won almost every single other game after that. All the way up to our conference championship game against San Diego State, which, for anyone that watched March Madness there, they put together an amazing team this year. And I honestly thought that we had them up until the last few minutes of the game where they finally ran away with it. But, you know, we had earned a spot to play against the best, and we're excited to go out to Sacramento. And we planned and we prepped for Missouri, and going out and playing in that arena with that crowd and with that energy. And then, you know, things didn't go our way, but it's definitely something that a memory I'm going to cherish, but it's also motivation. You know, I'm looking forward to getting back there this year.
So right around that same time that you were making that run with Utah State through the Mountain West Conference tournament and into the NCAA tournament, Utah Valley was making a run of their own in the NIT tournament, and they made it all the way to the NIT semifinals. I don't know how much of that you were able to catch with doing, you know, involved with all of your own basketball and whatnot. Utah Valley was one of the last teams in the state of Utah to be playing in the postseason. They even hosted a game against Cincinnati. How much did that run that Utah Valley made last year in the NIT factor into you deciding to join this team and trying to make a run of your own?
I mean, that run really was just like icing on the cake. You know, like I said, I've got a relationship with these coaches, and there's always something nice about being close to home, but I also want to be a part of a program that believes that they can win, you know, and I didn't catch many of those NIT games, and the only UVU game I caught was that Cincinnati game. But it was just like, watching that play style, the way that they played through with these, I was like, that's definitely something, that's a role that I can fit. I can play in that system. I can be effective in that system. And so, you know, I think it was definitely helpful to see that they do win, and they've put together a good team every year. For the last few years, they put together championship caliber teams. So, you know, it definitely didn't hurt.
Yeah, that was an exciting game against Cincinnati. There was a lot of lobs thrown up to Aziz. The Bearcats didn't really have an answer for him down low. The one thing that I loved about this last year's team for Utah Valley was just the athleticism that was on that team. And, you know, the way that they just bring it down the court. You had Trey Woodbury that drove in and threw it down. And the team is going to look a lot different, but you are bringing in guys, you know, Drake Allen. You've got Simon Akenna as well, Adam McCook. Kimani Dowdy, and there's going to be more guys that are signing on as well. The roster is definitely not all the way filled out. But you just mentioned that play style of Todd Phillips and at the time Mark Batson as well. They're going to carry that on into this next season. So talking to Utah Valley and Wolverine fans, man, what's something that you want them to know and something that they need to know as you guys get ready for this upcoming season?
I mean, this might be the last time I talk about it, but the Utah State fan section definitely carried us. I don't know how many people have been able to experience a home game in the Spectrum, but it's something special. And going into this next year, all the support from the fans is what's going to carry us to another championship caliber season. We're all excited to get in the gym and work and keep up that fast play style of running up and down the floor and pushing transition and getting back, getting steals, throwing up lobs. Like, we're going to do what we can to get the stadium excited and on fire and loud. But, you know, at the end of the day, the support of the fans and packing our arena at home is what's going to make the difference this year.
Hey, Trevin, it's been a pleasure to get to know you a little bit more, to be able to talk with you a bit. I'm sure we're going to talk a lot more. You know, I have a show coming up, Valley Sports Talk with Bryce Larson, so I'm sure I'm going to talk with you throughout the rest of the season. I also host the pre-halftime and post-game show for Utah Valley basketball, so I'm sure you and I are going to talk a lot more coming up, but I appreciate your time and appreciate you hopping on.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Take care, my friend. All right, that was Trevin Dorius, the 7'1" center out of Utah State, just recently signed with the Wolverines. Todd Phillips is putting together a squad, and you heard him. It's going to be a fun season. It's not really a reloading. They're starting to reload. They pulled Drake Allen out of SUU. He's a WAC Sixth Man of the Year. He was a big key to their success as SUU made a run in the WAC tournament, made it to the championship game where they eventually fell against Grand Canyon. They're putting together quite the competitive team here with the 7'1" big man Trevin Dorius to fill the shoes of Aziz Bandego, who ended up at Cincinnati. And you also have a couple of other guys who ended up at Power 5 schools. We talked about Fardaz Amak. He was at Texas Tech for a minute for a season after transferring from Utah Valley. Now he's at Cal as well. He's a Golden Bear following his old coach, Mark Mattson. You had Justin Harmon commit to Illinois. Latrae Darthard's at Oklahoma. He's a Big 12 product now. So, I mean, Utah Valley has a way of putting together incredibly talented teams, and they are reloading right now instead of rebuilding. So keep an eye on Utah Valley as we head towards the start of the basketball season, my friends. And also keep an eye on Valley Sports Talk with myself, Bryce Larson. That's going to start up next Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. right here on ESPN 960. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. It's going to be a lot of Utah Valley stuff, but it's also going to be anything going on in Utah County as well. So we're talking BYU football. We're talking college football going on around the state of Utah, Utah State, BYU. We'll even chat about the MLB. The NFL season's coming up as well. Some local guys that are in the NFL, like Tyler Algier, Zach Wilson. We will keep our finger to the pulse, and we will lead you right into Cougar Sports. So it's just another hour of sports talk right here on ESPN 960. We're going to take a quick break, be back on the other side with what's cooking with the Cougars to wrap up the show. You're listening to Cougar Sports right here on ESPN 960.